So Close, written by Sweetie Jelly, read by Princess Moonlight. Please note that this story has an explicit rating. Author's summary. Bodies are honest. Ilya likes that about bodies. Hollander's body especially. The way it's honest all the way to his throat. Fuck, Roz. Or, secretly, Ilya knows the secret as to why it's always best with Hollander. Set in the night where they didn't kiss. Hollander doesn't kiss and tell. But he does kiss, and he does have a tell of when he's close, or when he's biting back words, or when he wants Ilya so bad he can barely keep his tongue in his mouth. Ilya loves looking at him. So many people in the world, and yet it always comes back to this guy. Those freckles, those eyes giving him away every single time. Hollander is so literal, too honest by half. And that's only half the reason Ilya's obsessed with him. Something, something about Hollander and his stable little family, where it's nice to go home. Ilya cannot relate. Not anymore. Not for a long time now. And it's like a flood of light shining through whenever Hollander babbles. My mom threatens to get up at 4 a.m. to watch every game. How nice to have a mom. Hollander is not babbling at this moment, but his head is resting against Ilya's chest, like it belongs there. He's still loose-limbed from their last round, and his mouth is making little movements, accidental little kisses on Ilya's chest. And something in Ilya tightens, winding up and up, wanting so much that he has to mentally slap his hand. No, no, he's off limits, this pretty boy. And so Ilya stops before he kisses him. He skips right to the chest instead, sucking on the nipples until Hollander curses. And it's so hot to hear Hollander lose it, the way his face flushes with pleasure and need, the way he goes right to his knees for Ilya every time. This they can do. This they are very good at. Ilya drags his tongue down Hollander's chest. They've cleaned up the worst of it, but he can still taste them there. Both of them. And Ilya licks into Hollander's skin, like he can keep little parcels of himself right here, right above the navel. He kisses and sucks with intention, all the way down to the cut of Hollander's hip. He's meaty here. Delicious. And Ilya can't help the small hickey he makes right here. Like a stop sign for future lovers. Ilya Rozanov was here first. And then he gets to Hollander's cock and laves at it with the flat of his tongue. Touches as much surface area as he can, making it more twitchy and needy and so, so hard for Ilya. Bodies are honest. Ilya likes that about bodies. Hollander's body especially. The way it's honest all the way to his throat. Fuck, Roz. The way it's honest all the way to the little crinkle between his eyebrows. To the dark glint of his eyes melting with, please, please. Ilya makes a tight ring of his mouth and sucks Hollander's cock like he's teaching him how to all over again. His fingers roll the balls just enough to get Hollander to the edge. And then he pulls off and pulls Hollander's legs further apart to see where the furl of him beckons. Their eyes lock. Hollander loves when Ilya eats him out. But he also doesn't want it because he's an impatient little fuck. Just one flutter of tongue, and Hollander flops back onto the pillow with an arm over his face like he's about to expire. Holy shit, Roz. Shh, be good. Hollander bites his lip and shuts it. And it's so beautiful to Ilya that anyone at all listens to him, much less obeys to this degree. Hollander's the best boy. And Ilya tongues him down as his reward. By the time his two fingers into Hollander again, the pout is back on Hollander. Ilya can see his effort to not beg, as Hollander's whole body begs for more of Ilya. More. Closer. And, well, Ilya's not actually an asshole. He takes pity. He turns him around and fucks into him in a long, delicious slide. Fuck. They groan in unison. And Ilya squeezes Hollander's fingers extra tight. Right there with you, pretty boy. Hollander didn't have to beg after that, because his body and Ilya's body, they're like this, like two fingers crossed, like two palms at church. Ilya thrusts faster and faster into Hollander, as Hollander arches up for him at the optimal degree. If fucktology was a thing, they'd ace it like they ace hockey. Maybe even more. Fuck, Roz. Hollander shudders into the bedding, coming as he squeezes Ilya's hand. And Ilya can't help the kiss to Hollander's shoulder. The useless affection zipped between the sweat of their bodies. He can't help the nip to Hollander's neck either, before he has to lift up and finish, frantic. His own orgasm slamming into him like a surprise, every time, with how extra good it is. Like it's got some proprietary secret sauce. In the very, very, very back of his mind, Ilya knows what's in the sauce. But if you asked him, he would say it's the adrenaline of fucking his rival, the high of their secret. That he got to have Shane fucking Hollander shuddering underneath him. And maybe that's not wrong by half. He's got Shane fucking perfect Hollander under him. What more could Ilya ask for? The Stanley Cup? Already got it. Everything else he wants can't be too far away. He takes his time after, with leaving the warmth of Hollander's skin, with fetching the vodka for Hollander to drink. It's almost perfect like this. So close. The end. Author's notes. Saw a post about how they get to be intimate now, versus before where they could only be intimate through sex. And this night came to mind. Also, just had to add a bit about moms because it's these two. A bit bittersweet, I guess. But so glad they got their happy end of the season today. I am always grateful to the authors for trusting me with their work. And please do check out their other stories. They write beautiful drabbles. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a lovely day or night, wherever you are.